Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words on the financial questions currently plaguing Mitt Romney like a swarm of dive-bombing bees in a bathroom stall. He says he left Bain Capital to run the Salt Lake City Olympics, even though his company handed the government signed documents showing he was still in charge. The presumptive GOP nominee now finds himself in the uncomfortable position of convincing voters that a person can serve as a firm's president, chairman of the board, chief executive officer, sole stockholder, janitor, cafeteria server, and a plastic hairnet, and still have nothing to do with what's going on. A concept many of you corporate employees immediately understand. It all boils down to whether or not he played an active role after leaving in 1999, and his subsequent retroactive retirement, whatever that means. He says no, and those SEC filings listing him as boss were just corporate publicity, like Donald Trump putting his name on various hotels and fashion models. During the period in question, Romney did sit on the board of a corporation called Lifelike, which coincidentally seems to be his campaign slogan. But we're pretty sure they had nothing to do with his assembly. They make dolls, not puppets. Romney says he is totally within the law, not releasing any more tax records than required. Yeah, well, in certain states, gambling and prostitution are legal, too. But you're running for president, or is your actual focus simply to avoid the constabulary? The reason it's important is because Romney claims his qualification is his business acumen. And if it's proven that he lied under oath or to the American people, it would go a long way into establishing he truly is duly qualified for national politics. The former governor of Massachusetts also maintains he's only doing what Theresa Hines did back in 04. So maybe he's subliminally letting us know the post he's really angling for is First Lady. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst. I am.